Wyatt, you're ready to be baptized. Jake prepared you well. It'll happen just as we planned, so don't worry about it.
You can make the check payable to me, Guy Watts.
What are you doing in my best friend's home? I'm calling the police.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. In our last episode of this season called It's Possible, we met Wyatt's dad, Guy Watts. Now, he's finally getting out of jail, and Wyatt is so excited. We heard a few things last time that make me hope that Wyatt isn't disappointed by his dad's return to Discovery Mountain. And we met the Cook family. They're spending the holidays in Discovery Mountain. They need a break and to reconnect as a family. Will they find that here? Well, let's exercise our faith in today's episode called Guy Returns. Now, keep your ears open. There's another message in today's episode that shows us just why Jesus came to Earth as a baby. Come on, let's go visit Trekkers.
Granddad, where's the sunscreen lotion?
Sunscreen? I don't stock that in the middle of winter, Jamie.
Oh, but I need some for Florida.
Jamie, you can buy some when you get there. They stock sunscreen all year long in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Take a deep breath.
Okay, you're right, Granddad. I just don't want to forget to pack anything important.
Don't you worry about anything while you're gone. Gadget and I...
Oh, Gadget, come here, boy. I'm going to miss you.
Jamie, Gadget will be just fine.
Dad, here's the list of emergency contacts while we'll be away.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. I know where to find you. Just go and have fun.
You won't be too lonely over the holidays without us, will you?
No. I don't think so.
Jamie, Shelley, come on. Natasha's already in the car. We don't want to miss our flight.
Oh, but Dad, I have to say goodbye to Gadget. Be a good boy, Gadget. I love you so much.
Jamie!
To the car, I know.
Bye, Jamie. Oh, dear.
Dad, here are the emergency numbers for where we'll be.
Son, Shelley already gave them to me.
All right. Call if anything comes up, all right?
I will. Now go. You don't want to miss your flight.
Chaplain Simon, good, I found you.
What is it, Wyatt? We're leaving for the airport right now.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that I have all the dates right for when you'll be back.
December 29. It hasn't changed.
Okay, good. I just wanted to be sure.
Look, Wyatt, you must be nervous about all the changes in your life.
About being baptized? Yeah, I am.
Well, that, and about your dad coming home.
Yeah, that's today.
Wyatt, you're ready to be baptized. Jake prepared you well. I'll be back in time for New Year's Day. It'll happen just as we planned, so don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you, Chaplain Simon. I'll try not to worry. I'm gonna tell my dad about it today.
That's good news. He'll be proud of you.
I hope so.
Jamie, no, come on, back to the car. We have to go.
Dad, I forgot something important.
You can get it in Florida.
Nope, not this. Granddad, I hugged Gadget goodbye, but not you. Come here.
Oh, I did feel a little neglected. Give me a hug.
I knew it. I love you, Granddad. Bye.
You gonna be okay over the holidays, Dad?
I am now, son. I'll be just fine.
Bye, Jamie. Have a wonderful vacation.
Hey, don't forget to bring me back a souvenir.
Hey, Brody. Amanda.
Hi, Mr. Simon. Do you have one of those great big measuring sticks like Mr. Graham has in his classroom?
A yardstick?
Yeah, that's it.
Sure. Over in the home repair section, Brody.
Thanks, Mr. Simon.
Let me guess, Amanda. You have a project on the go?
Mr. Simon, you know me so well. Brody and I are replacing the vinyl floor in the kitchen.
You are? 3 days before Christmas?
Yep. I read a blog. It says it's a one-day project.
A one-day project? Maybe for a professional.
I know. Brody and I aren't professionals, so I doubled the time. We'll get it done in 2 days.
You are ambitious, Amanda.
It'll be fun. Brody and I like doing projects together. How about you, Mr. Simon? Are you going anywhere for Christmas?
Oh, no. You know me. I'll be here minding the store and Gadget. I'll be just fine.
Mr. Simon, will you come over to our house for Christmas dinner? We'd love to have you join our family.
Will I have to help with the vinyl floor project?
Oh, Mr. Simon, that'll be done by Christmas.
Yes, if you say so. Well, thank you for the invitation. I would love to join you for Christmas dinner.
Don't you mean we? Gadget's invited too.
Well, thank you. Yes, we would love to join you.
Okay, good. That's settled. Now, here's my list of what I'll need for the flooring project.
Now, let's take a look.
All right, Brody's getting the yardstick. I'll need gloves, and I'll need a scraper to get all the glue off the wood once the old flooring is pulled back.
There are gloves and scrapers right over there. I just restocked the painting supplies for Guy Watts.
Guy Watts?
Amanda?
Oh, Mr. Simon, how do you feel about a criminal being in Discovery Mountain?
No, Amanda, he's done his time.
Yeah, but he pulled some fast games back in the day. I heard...
Mom?
Oh, yes, Brody. You found the yardstick. Good. Thanks, son.
Anything else you want me to get?
Hey, Brody, there are gloves and scrapers over next to the paint. See them there?
Yeah, I'll grab them.
Good. Thanks, son.
Now, Amanda, this is Wyatt's dad we're talking about.
Yes, I know. I'm happy for Wyatt that his dad will be home.
Guy served his time. He's coming home this morning.
Oh, Wyatt will be so happy.
He's waited a long time for this. And it's Christmas time, and Guy will be with his family for the first time in years.
Yes, I suppose I'm being a skeptic. It will be a happy reunion.
Now, let's see what else is on your list.
Right. I'll need face masks, oh, and some big trash bags, and tape, and I'll need some...
Jake, are you sure this is okay?
Yes, indeedy! Deputy Bo gave me the keys to the station this morning.
Oh, Jake, look. Deputy Bo has his motorcycle right here in the station.
Whoa! That is so cool!
Yeah, it needs a lot of work. The lights are missing.
It looks like a fun project.
Jake, I'm so nervous. When do you think they'll be here?
Oh, soon, I think. Hey, Wyatt. I am so sorry I can't be at your baptism.
Me too, Jake, but it's all right.
I have a card for you.
A card? Oh, thanks, Jake.
Well, go ahead and open it.
Okay. John 12, verse 46. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Oh, this is so nice. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome, Wyatt. Welcome to the family of faith, brother.
Chaplain Jake, I know I don't say it much, but you're one of my favorite people.
Me?
Yeah, you're fun and funny, and you love God, and that shines through your Bible classes.
Oh, thanks, Wyatt. That means the world to me.
Is someone at the door?
I think it's Deputy Bo.
They're here. Oh, I'm so nervous.
You'll do great, Wyatt.
Hey, we're here.
Dad.
Son.
Guy, just sign this paperwork here, and you are a free man.
All right. Well, Discovery Mountain, Guy Watts is back.
Dad, I can't believe it. This is Chaplain Jake.
So this is Jake. Shake my hand, Chap.
Chap? Oh, you have a really strong handshake. Ow.
Jake, come on. I'll show you what I'm working on this motorcycle.
Oh, it's okay, Deputy.
Jake, come here. Let them talk in private.
Huh? Oh, I gotcha.
So, Dad, you're back in town. Mom said that dinner will be ready at 6 o'clock sharp. She's making your favorite.
I can't wait to see her and to be home again.
We have a few hours. What do you want to do until dinner?
Let me see here.
Are you expecting a phone call?
Oh, why do you ask?
Oh, you just keep checking your phone.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not used to having my own phone again. Son, I am so glad to be home.
I can't believe you're here. Come on, Dad. I want to show you everything.
Oh, excuse me, son. Hello. Guy Watts here. Mr. Cook, you and your family will be here in an hour. I'll get everything ready for you. Bye.
Who was that, Dad?
I'm sorry, Wyatt. There's something I need to take care of.
Dad, but you just got back.
I'll see you at dinner.
But, Dad?
What was that all about?
Huh? Pass me that wrench, Jake. I'm gonna replace these old spark plugs.
Wyatt? Oh, dear. That did not go as planned.
Wyatt's dad is back, but he's not spending any time with him. Guy is talking to Mr. Cook. He's getting everything ready for him. Well, something doesn't quite add up. We'll find out more right after this break.
Hi, I'm Grant, and I play Judah here on Discovery Mountain. Did you know that Discovery Mountain is on Instagram? Follow us for behind-the-scenes content on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll see you there.
Wyatt's dad is in town, and so is the Cook family. Now, something isn't quite making sense. Guy Watts is walking to Miss Tamara's house. Well, maybe things will start to make sense now. Let's find out.
Oh, the air is clear here in Discovery Mountain. Oh, how I have missed this. Now, let's see. Miss Tamara said the key would be under the flower pot next to the bench. Ah, here it is. And there's the key. I'll tell you, people are so trusting in this town. Oh, Miss Cook, you're here?
Yes. Tom's driving. We're just passing a store called Trekkers.
Okay. Just keep going around the bend. Turn left and then right.
All right, and then?
Look for the big purple house.
Oh, there you are.
I see you. Welcome to Discovery Mountain.
Thank you. Good to meet you, Guy. I'm Tom. This is Lena.
Good to meet you.
And these are our children, Jordan, Kiera, and Jaden.
The JKJ squad.
The what squad?
You know, Jordan, Kiera, and Jaden, JKJ.
That's cool.
I thought so.
Guy, this vacation is just what our family needed.
Well, I'm glad you saw my ad then. Now, come on inside the house.
Come on, kids. Let's go see our new home for the week.
Kiera, do you have phone signal?
Nope. Oh, this is going to be a very long week.
As you can see, the house is very comfortable. There are 4 bedrooms. Please just make yourself at home.
Guy, your home is very nice.
Well, this isn't exactly my home.
What do you mean by exactly?
Well, see, it's my cousin-in-law's house.
I see. Well, kids, go choose a bedroom.
Yippee!
Jaden, take your boots off. This is someone's home. We want to treat it with the respect we'd show our own home.
Oh, that's awfully good of you, Mr. Cook.
Please, call me Tom.
All right, Tom. Well, here's my number if you need anything. I'll be coming by now and then. I'm painting the outside of the house while you're here.
Painting outside? In winter?
Well, yes, it's the best time for Miss Tamara.
Tamara's your cousin?
In-law. Right, cousin-in-law. Enjoy your stay. You can make the check payable to me, Guy Watts.
All right, Guy. I'll get a check for you right now.
Oh, tomorrow's fine. Goodbye.
Painting a house in winter?
Different, right?
I'll take Jaden and drive back to the store we passed for some groceries. You all right here?
Yes. We'll just settle in. What could go wrong?
Meanwhile, a few houses down, Miss Wendy was making dinner.
Now, where did I put that casserole dish? Oh, dear. I must have left it at Tamara's after Thanksgiving dinner. Let me see. Where's the key? I'll just go grab it. She won't mind. The air is sure clear today. Huh? There are tire tracks in the driveway. That's strange. And footprints all through the snow. Is someone in Tamara's house?
Oh, hello. Are you here to welcome us?
Welcome you? What are you doing in my best friend's home? I'm calling the police.
Ma'am, everything is all right. We're renting this home. You know, vacation rental by owner.
You're renting it? As a VRBO?
What's going on, Daddy?
Are you okay?
These are our children, Jordan and Kiera.
Your children?
Yes. I'm Tom. My wife and youngest son just went to the store. Trekkers, right? For groceries.
But I... Tamara didn't tell me she was renting her home out while she was gone.
We made all the arrangements with Guy Watts.
Guy Watts? Oh. Well, now it all makes perfect sense. I'll call Tamara.
Please. And would you like a seat while you're calling?
Oh. Well, that's very courteous of you.
Kids, you can go. I'll take care of this.
No. Can we stay?
Please, Daddy. This is the most interesting thing to happen in the whole trip.
Okay. Okay. Just be polite.
Tamara's not answering her phone either. She's probably in the middle of the ocean.
Bottom of the ocean?
Middle, not bottom. She's on a cruise.
Ah. Ma'am, what's your name?
Wendy.
I'm Tom Cook. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Well, you seem very nice. I'll take this up with Guy Watts.
All right. Miss Wendy, if you didn't come over here to welcome us, was there something I can help you with?
Oh, yes, my casserole dish. I must have left it here after Thanksgiving dinner. Do you mind if I look in the cupboard next to the stove?
Be my guest.
Thanks. Aha, here it is. Well, Tom, this has been a very odd meeting.
Kids?
It's all right. This is the most entertaining thing that's happened to me in a while, too.
I'm sorry for the confusion.
I'll let myself out. All right, Guy Watts, where are you? I want to know what's going on.
What is going on? I'm as confused as Miss Wendy is. How about you? Well, we'll take a short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Hi, I'm Director Doug, and I think the voice actors are doing a great job in today's episode. Even though the voice actors sound professional, they're all amateur actors. Are you an aspiring voice actor? If you're in the Denver, Colorado area, we'd love to have you audition. For more information, contact us at our website, discoverymountain.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Before the break, Miss Wendy set out to find Wyatt's dad, Guy. He's in the cafe, and oh, it looks like Miss Wendy found him.
Miss Michelle, this apple day cookie is every bit as good as Miss Lucy's.
Oh, thank you, Guy. You flatter me.
No, ma'am. That's the truth.
Well.
Guy Watts.
Oh, Wendy? It's been a while.
I just went to Tamara's house.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I'll leave you two to talk. This sounds serious.
There is a family staying in Tamara's house.
Oh, okay, I can explain.
Start talking, and this better be good.
Look, Wendy, Tamara asked me to paint her house, you know, while she was on her cruise.
Yes, she told me about that. Against my counsel, I know she hired you.
And since her house is empty over the holidays, I thought maybe...
You thought that you could rent it out to strangers to make a little extra cash.
Now, it's not like that.
No? Then what is it like?
Here, look at this letter.
A letter?
Yes. It's from Tamara giving me permission to rent out her house.
Let me see that. Why would Tamara write you a letter? Wouldn't it be easier to text you?
Well, I was separated from my phone.
Right. You were in jail.
Now, Wendy, read the letter. Tamara approved the whole thing.
But I'm her best friend. She never mentioned a word to me.
Maybe she forgot.
She was awfully busy packing and getting her passport renewed.
You see? All explainable.
I'm going to call her.
Go right ahead. I'll wait with you till she answers.
All right.
Hey, Miss Michelle. What's going on over there?
Oh, hi, Jake. You mean the conversation between Guy and Wendy?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, well, it was a private conversation, so I wasn't listening.
Oh, come on.
Jake?
Miss Michelle, this is Wyatt's dad we're talking about. He left Wyatt alone at the police station to go do something today.
I wondered why he wasn't with his family.
Yeah, he nearly broke Wyatt's heart.
Jake, the conversation was private, but I did hear enough to know it had something to do with someone staying in Miss Tamara's house.
Oh, very interesting.
Oh, that means my bread is finished baking. 6 o'clock already.
Oh, okay. 6 o'clock? Oh, that does it.
Well, Tamara's not answering her phone.
You'll just have to take my word on this.
Yes, I suppose, but I'm not happy about that.
Excuse me, Miss Wendy.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Guy, it's 6 o'clock. Don't you have to be over...
Uh-oh. I'm late for dinner with my family. Thanks, Jake.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jake, aren't you spending Christmas with your sister and her family?
Yep, I'm here until the 24th.
Good. Wyatt's gonna need someone to keep an eye out for him with Guy back in town.
What do you mean?
Just keep an eye on Wyatt, Jake. His dad being home for the holidays may not be all he dreamed.
Wyatt, where does your mom keep the dishcloths these days?
In the drawer, right next to the fridge. Same place they've always been.
Oh, right. It's been a while. Guess I just forgot.
You've forgotten a few things, Dad.
Wyatt, I'm sorry about this afternoon. I had some business to take care of. But we have the whole evening to hang out now.
The whole evening?
Yep. What time does your mom get home from her shift?
The evening shift. She should be home by midnight.
Has she been working these strange hours for a while now?
Well, yeah. She does what she can to take care of the family, and that means working long hours sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You know, for not being here for you and your mom these past few years. I'm here now. I help with the bills and the house repairs and the...
Dad, we're just glad that you're home.
Well, kitchen's clean. Now what do you want to do?
Well, we could just sit and talk in the living room.
All right, let's sit. Wyatt, man, there are so many memories in this house.
Oh, yeah?
You took your first steps right over there.
Oh, I did?
Yep, and this couch. We bought it when you were still a baby. Switch on the light over there.
Oh, okay.
Look closely. You see the orange spot right there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's where you spilled orange soda on your 5th birthday.
I remember that.
Yeah, we were pretty upset.
We used to sit here at night and read stories, remember?
Oh, yeah. You liked me to act the parts out.
Oh, you've always been the best storyteller, Dad.
Well, that skill has gotten me into a little trouble, too, son.
Yeah, I guess it has, but Dad, you're home now. Everything will be different.
I sure hope so, son.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
And a wee little man was he.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
You loved that song. You could do all the actions when you were a little squirt.
I remember.
Yep, Zacchaeus. I haven't thought about that story in years.
Chaplain Jake had a worship about Zacchaeus last year. He confessed and made all sins right.
Yeah, I remember the story now. So, Jake, he's not your typical chaplain, is he?
Nope.
There must be a story behind him ending up here.
Oh, yeah, and it's a good one.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
All right, well, it all started with Jake running away from God.
Huh, running away from God. That's not possible.
I know, but Jake thought he could run away from God's calling, so he left where he was and ended up here.
Wyatt and his dad are finally getting some time to visit.
I'm glad.
Me too.
Guy Watts is a good storyteller, isn't he?
He is. Do you think that he's telling stories now that he's back in Discovery Mountain?
It did seem a little strange that Miss Tamara didn't tell Miss Wendy that she was renting her house out to the Cooks.
It does seem strange, yes. And Guy said that Mr. Cook should write the check to him.
Right, but it's Miss Tamara's house. The whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And Director Doug, there's something that I hope does make sense.
What's that?
Well, Deputy Beau asked Jake for a wrench to remove the spark plugs on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Is that right? Do you use a wrench to take out spark plugs?
Yes, you do. Don't worry. If that part was wrong in the script, we would have fixed it during the production.
Oh, good. I thought you would, but I was just checking.
We had a lot of fun with this production. The family that plays the Cooks did a great job in studio.
They really did. And I'm so glad that they traveled here to be a part of the production.
Me too. It's great as a director to work with a talented family.
Yeah. Director Doug, I think that our listeners would like to meet them. Could we share something with them?
Good idea. Just visit the Director Doug area of the homepage of DiscoveryMountain.com for a video we did with the Thompson family.
Oh, fun. And in the meantime, keep exercising your faith. You know, the card that Jake shared with Wyatt about his upcoming baptism, it had a faith-filled verse on it.
Oh, right. It really did. John 12, verse 46.
Do you have it there to read to our listeners?
I will in just a minute.
Okay. Jesus came to this world to save us because he loves us. And this is the reason for the whole Christmas season and a way to exercise our faith all year long.
Ah, I've got it here. John chapter 12 and verse 46. Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
Oh, Jesus' birth is like a light.
We don't have to stay in darkness.
Never. So remember that this holiday season as you exercise your faith. And be sure to join us again here next time.
We'll be waiting for you.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. This is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain.